Good morning. Thank you so much for making us a part of your day. We are the Joe and Alex Show. And you can also hit us up on Twitter and Instagram. It's at Joe and Alex Show. So my brother Bob, I'm actually really excited for him. Him and his fiance Audrey, they've been dating now for 8 years. They're going to tie the knot. I mean, this is a big deal.
Yay!
I am so happy for him, and I've talked about it on the air before. My brother's overcome a lot of stuff. He almost died, overcame drugs, like all kinds of stuff. He now has his life together, and actually, I look up to my little brother, so I'm going to get teared up talking about that, but I'm so proud of him. But I found out a couple of days ago, I got a text. It was me and my mom, my brother, and his fiance said, hey, we're going to actually get married in 2 weeks.
Wow.
Now, we were expecting them to get married this summer. I was going to be an officiant because I could marry people.
Yeah.
You know, I'm a man of the cloth. Why is everybody laughing at that?
It just, that whole phrase is so funny to me.
And, well, yeah, then it's like, well, hey, we're actually not going to be doing that. I'm like, oh, that's cool. Like, I'm not butthurt about that I'm not getting to marry my brother, but I'm wondering if he doesn't want me to be there. And the reason I ask you this, 833-JOE-ALEX, if I even should go or what to do, 833-563-2539, is, well, he's going to do like a courthouse ceremony at like 11:30 next Friday morning.
Oh.
So I'd have to take off the show, first of all, if I was to do that, which I have no problem with doing, but I went back and forth, and I finally got a response today, and he's like, well, really, it's just going to be me and her and then, like, her dad that are going to be there, because you need, like, a witness.
Not even your mom?
Well, okay, here's the thing. My mom's kind of upset.
Why?
Well, she's like,
tell us, Melissa.
She's like, Joe, he's just being a blankhead. He's like, you should be there. But I'm like, wait a minute. Does he not want me there? Because usually at a courthouse ceremony, you don't have a ton of people. Sometimes you do because you want to do it cheaper, you know? A lot of times it's just you, the person that's marrying you, like the judge or whoever, and like one witness is, I think, all you need, or maybe two.
So he said what? Like, don't worry about coming because it's so small and at a courthouse?
Yeah, he's like, yeah, you really don't need to be there. We're expecting everybody kind of we're having a small reception.
That's interesting.
But I just, that's what I'm wondering. Maybe I am a little butthurt. I don't know. I mean, he was one of, I think, my brother was in my wedding as my best man. And it's just like, now I don't even know if he wants, like, does he not want me there? Am I overthinking that or what's going on? Because this seems a little strange to me. Is this normal?
833-JOE-ALEX. That's 833-JOE-ALEX. If Joe's brother, little brother, is getting married, short notice, it's at a courthouse, and, like, no one is going. He did let Joe know and said, you can come if you want, but if not, it's not a big deal. Should Joe go?
But there is a reception, right? A small reception after,
they're having,
you said?
A small reception at night.
Maybe just go to that.
Well, no, that's what I'm planning on doing. Like, I'm planning on leaving the show next Friday, getting in my car.
Is Melissa going to go to that?
Well, that's what I'm trying to figure out, because my mom's like, well, I can't go to that. Because she probably can't. She takes care of my grandma. So my mom will probably drive up from Ohio to Michigan to go to that, and then she'll drive back, just because my grandma really can't be alone, and my grandma can't travel either because she got such bad COPD. But I don't know. It feels so weird. What do you think?
I don't know. I think that's a junkie thing to not show
up.
Okay,
my brother hasn't done drugs in a long time.
That's a
that is so
crappy thing. It's a crappy thing to not show up to the ceremony, but
yeah,
then show up to the reception. That looks like, oh, you're just coming for the food.
But he told him not to come, and it's only at a courthouse.
Then maybe he doesn't want him to come. I don't
know.
I mean, that
I'm
makes
saying.
Sense. That makes sense. It's just, I don't know. I feel like I should be there. I don't know why. It's probably just me being too emotional.
I think there's something kind of romantic about a courthouse wedding, especially like it just being you and your significant other. And like, that's it. Like, obviously there needs to be a third party because you need a witness.
Yeah.
Like, that's why her dad's going. But I think there's kind of like a romance to it.
See,
I wouldn't look into
maybe
it too
I need
much.
To think like Live the Web Girl here and just think it's all nice and cute. 833-JOE-ALEX. Brittany, hey, thanks for calling into the Joe and Alex Show. What do I do? Do I go or what?
You go.
Really? Okay, because he kind of said I don't need to.
No, two reasons. One, he's not saying that he wants you there, but he wants you there, or else he wouldn't have told you.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Two, marriage is such a big thing, and it's so scary, especially in today's world. He needs to know he has somebody in his corner.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I hope he already knows that I'm in his corner, but I get what you're saying. But, okay, Brittany, this is where, as a guy, I get confused, because especially coming from you, a woman, because you say one thing, then we're supposed to do something, then if we do it, it's like, oh, well, you didn't really have to do that. Or it's like, when we don't have to do it, you did it. Like, why didn't you do that? Does that make sense?
Yeah, but
I don't understand.
At the end of the day, you're going to be happy that you showed up. He's going to be happy that you showed up.
But it seems like he doesn't want me or my mom to go.
I would show up.
Well, I've got a question. Is Jeremy going, your cousin?
Oh, God, no. And as far as I know, he's not invited. He better not go because he's not invited to go to that. That would that's not even funny, honestly, if he's listening. Jeremy, you're not invited. All right. Hey, thank you for calling in, Brittany. We appreciate it. Let's talk to Brian. Brian, what's your point?
I mean, I feel like you should just have a chat with him and figure out what's going on. I highly doubt he wants to, like, hurt your feelings or anything like that. So, I mean, I personally would talk to him and just see what's going on there.
All right. I mean, should I go, though? Or should I, like, because he's saying no. He's kind of said politely no. He's like, you don't need to, which means no, right?
Right.
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
Okay. Hey, thank you, Brian, for calling into the Joe and Alex show.
He's probably just leaving the option open for you.
Liv the Web Girl, what are we getting on our social media this morning at Joe and Alex show?
Kel says, go and support at the reception. If the invite wasn't extended to you to go to the courthouse, if you feel strongly, call your brother and share your feelings. But remember, this is their day, not yours.
All right, hold on. Pork chop. Is this my cousin?
No, that's not your cousin, Jeremy. Just okay. Another Jeremy.
I was like, hey, Jeremy, what's going on? You're on the Joe and Alex show.
Hey, Joe. Hey, I really think you should go, man. I experienced the same thing, I guess, from your brother's point of view.
Okay.
I got married the same way, through the courthouse and things of that nature. But at the point in time, because I didn't want to inconvenience anybody, like all my siblings, my mom and them, I was like, you know what, y'all guys, y'all really don't have to come. I mean, it's no big deal type thing. But on that day, I really wanted them there. And it ended up just being my mom showing up and my little sister.
Oh, see, you're killing me now, Jeremy, because now I'm afraid that, like, backstory, our dad passed away, like, 11 years ago. So it's just, my family's dysfunctional and it's small. But the family I do have, we don't see each other that often. We don't see each other that often. So I'm kind of wondering, after hearing your story, do I go now? Now I feel like I have to go, even though he's not saying that.
I mean, that's a good point.
Dang it, Jeremy. Quit giving me opinions from real life.
My family was the same type of way. I just lost my dad. I lost my dad a year ago as well.
Sorry to hear that.
And, you mean, we pretty much had the same backstory. We're not very close and things of that nature. But that, you mean, it wasn't a big deal to me. But that when that day came, it did become a big deal. Like, then I realized it, I guess. And as men, we're very prideful. So we have the tendency to brush things off like it's nothing.
Yeah, no doubt about that, Jeremy. Hey, man, thank you for calling in, and it's awesome about your marriage. We appreciate it. Let's wrap it up right now with Karma. You're on the Joe and Alex show.
Hey.
You're also saying I should go.
Sorry. I just wanted to say, he's your little brother. You absolutely should go to the wedding. You're the older one. Do you always listen to what your younger brother says? No.
No, I never listen to him.
And if your mom's not going, don't you want to be able to say, hey, mom, look, he had the biggest smile on his face when he was, you know, looking at his wife.
No, see, the thing is, my mom wants to go. Like, she's kind of, like, low-key pissed. She's like, your brother's being a jerk.
Mom definitely would be.
No, legit. Like she's like, well, I'm not going to say what she called my brother, but it's because of the D.
Not nice.
Yeah. And I'm like, okay, mom, chill out. But, like,
well,
I think she's
every
really
mom,
hurt.
I think, wants a traditional, like, church wedding to go to. They want to go to an actual, like, wedding ceremony. You know, that's normal.
Right. Yeah, and I just feel like with the courthouse, you know, just like the first caller said, he does want somebody in his corner. And I think that maybe because it is a little unorthodox, I don't think that he, you know, wants to force anybody to go something that isn't, you know, normal to most people when it comes to weddings. So, but I feel like as a brother, it's just protocol. You have to go.
All right. Honestly, like, I kind of wish I wouldn't wrap this up because I was not going to go. I talked to my wife, Lindsay. I'm like, okay, you know what? We'll just go to the ceremony later that night. But now everybody from real life experience says I should go.
Well, actually, Joe, I've got the deciding factor on if you should go or not.
Okay, what is it?
So it's next Friday, right?
Correct.
If you go to the ceremony on Friday morning and you miss the show, does that mean that we all get the day off? Because then I think you should go.
No, you guys are going to have to actually do some work around here. You all stay.
What?